Lecture topic, the need for Islam.
One day, Hazili was in the majlis and he sneezed. So one person sitting there thought he was going too clever. He said, Hazili, yarhamukallah. So you have to think before you speak to. So they turned to me again, he said, Alhamdulillah. In dunya mein hata, Alhamdulillah, you can't say it. The lesson behind it is, when a person sneezes, you must say softly. The reason to say soft, Alhamdulillah, is khuda na kare, that person does not know answer. You put him into takif. How important it is, whatever you do, you don't give anyone takif. There are people, they sneeze, Alhamdulillah, okay. Now, they don't realize that they're saying the thing that person don't know how to answer. So, whenever you do something, think wrong. Sneeze or... And sneezing also, you don't sneeze loudly. Nabi Karim said, sneeze, but soft. Put it on. Close your mouth. Close your mouth, not to be loud. So, I just thought I'd tell you that we must be very careful how we talk, what we do, how we spend, how we ask, what we do. Very important. Once Hazrati gave one incident. You see, remember, Buzruks and we are different. When you see a Buzruk doing something, don't think you must do the same thing. They are different. They will read namaz with us together. But their namaz is something, our namaz is something. When they say something, to do not take it as lightly. Do not ever take it lightly. Especially when you ask them for advice. When they ask for advice, whenever they say something, abide to it. But don't do it. Don't ask. And usually, you know, when the people come to meet Buzruks, they say, Hazrat, give me some advice before we go now. Hazri gave us this incident. He said to them, don't eat elephant meat. Don't eat elephant. Hazrat, elephant meat? Who's going to eat elephant meat? He said, what must I do? It came my heart to tell you that. Now you're not eating elephant meat, that's something else, but it came my heart to tell you that. So I'm telling it to you. However, they went on the road, they got lost. When they got lost, in the jungle too. It so happened that now they got no food there, they're hungry too. They don't know which way to go. So they sat down one side, and one elephant baby came there. Now they were so hungry, they said, no, we must kill this thing and eat it. One person, you see, very important is whatever you have, you have to have trust in the Buzruk. Whoever you have, you must trust in. You don't trust in the noble. So he trusted him. He said, no, that two said that we're going to eat this meat. He said, no, I'm not going to eat. You heard what the Buzruk said? Do not eat. However, he slaughtered the animal and ate it. But the one did not eat at all. No, but Buzruk said that. You see, the etamad you must have on the sheikh, on the Buzruk. Etamad, the trust you must have. He says something. For what is he going to say it? He said, for your benefit. You asked. And they ate the food. But this person was so hungry, but you know, after eating this, they slept away. But this person couldn't sleep at all. Next moment, some elephant came to that side. While coming, the one mother elephant looking for his baby now. Looking for it. And he comes and says, oh, Hazrat is giving us this incident. I'm telling you what my Hazrat gave us. What a lesson to us. Came there, he looked at him. Ewa Allahu Akbar. The elephant came. First thing is, you know, something to learn. Came first, smelling that person's mouth. One person said, he smelled the mouth. He said, oh, this person definitely ate the meat. He knows now. He crushed it. No whiskers. Even next one tries to see the thing, but this person also ate the thing. He crushed him also. The third one now is very frightened because he did not eat, but you know what can happen to me now. It came, he smelled it. No, did not eat it. Try it. He picked him up and put him in his back and took him. You see, when Allah Ta'ala wants to look after you, protect you, no one can come in. So he took him in, took one near a tree, there were some fruits there. No one asked me, oh, that if you know he's hungry or not. He made him eat the fruit first, nicely, and then thereafter he took him another area and left him and was gone. So what do we learn from this? You see, the most important thing what you learn. When you ask someone for advice, especially a person who's pious, when he tells you to do this thing, he must do it. Otherwise, don't ask him. Another person, he took him, he went to a wuzuk and told him, Hazrat, I want my daughter to get married to this certain person. He said, don't do it. Why ask? And thereafter, even they got married. After 2 months, it broke. Now you can come and cry about a wuzuk. So very important is whatever you do, you will take advice from someone about it. Hajim Dadullah Rahmatullah. That person come to Hazrat, I want to go to Madinah Sharif. Say, take this road. Now that road is only looters. Only? Hazrat said it. Go. Another person stand next to Hazrat, I want to go to Madinah Sharif. Say, take another route. Say, not to take this route, another route. Say, no, Hazrat told me, take that route, let me take that. Now take, I must take not. The route that he told must go, he's not taking that route, take the opposite route. Because Hazrat told the person to take that route. That person who Hazrat told must go, he went nicely, aram, sukoon ke saath. This person went here, so much of taklif, is unreal. So they asked Hazrat, kya baat hai? What's the reason? We asked you the thing, same question, you told must, he must go this side and so that person. What must I do? Allah Ta'ala put mahat that thing. Allah Ta'ala told mahat that thing, it's not me that I'm saying it. See how much trust you must have. Allah Ta'ala put in my heart that he must tell you to go this way, Allah will go that way. I'm not telling you. Now how dangerous a place, but he told you to go that way. So the Buzruk tells you something, Allah Ta'ala, when you ask for advice, always keep in mind that before you can abide to it, whether you're going to follow it or not. You don't follow it, don't ask. We shouldn't disrespect you. Today the most important thing in our majlis today is the most important thing is Islam. You know, let me tell you, we're having so much of majalis. Everywhere there's so much of majalis taking place. Majlis. But tell me how many of us are making our Islam? Because listen, you enjoy the majlis. Don't come to sit with enjoyment. You'll enjoy too much. You've got some zikr taking place there. Some naat taking place there, it's taking different part of the world, taking away everywhere. That is not what is majlis all about. Majlis is one thing that how I must put myself right. The sickness that I have in you, I must be open up and tell straight away, these are my sicknesses. Until unless you don't open up your sicknesses, no matter what you can do, you can go read so much Quran, zikr, everything, the sickness cannot go. You'll enjoy sitting there, mashallah, getting dua, everything taking place, but your islah is not taking place. And the most important thing is islah. For example, if you got some bad habits in you, you have to try to say, listen, I'm going to a majlis, alhamdulillah, what difference it made my life? Did I go more near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or am I going further from him? If I got bad habits in me, for the example, I got bad habits in my eyes. I've been so much in the majlis talking of the eyes all the time, eyes, eyes, eyes. Did I put myself eyes right? If you still got the signal of the eyes, what benefit is right? Because the eyes, what a big sickness the eyes is, then it penetrates the heart. And once it penetrates the heart, then it's very difficult to come out. Heart is the most. And the heart is supposed to be kept so pure because only for Allah and no one else. You see, the heart is supposed to be so pure. So once if your heart is not pure, then what is that? So Islam is so important. And one has to work towards making Islam all the time. Don't ever think to yourself, my Islam is done. A person who thinks himself Islam is done, his Islam is not done at all. He'll always have to continue all his life. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. In other words, to make Islam himself right till the time he passes away. No man must say that I'm free from Islam. No one must think this much that my nafs have control all the time. Don't ever think I got my control. Maybe for 1, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I had no anger in me. You are very happy, I got no anger, I control myself, control the rest. Only 1, 2 weeks, fine. You all of a sudden you're bottling inside. And after 2 weeks you explode. You explode. So that is not Islam. Islam is all the time, fighting all the time, fighting all the time. وَالَّذْنَ جَهَرُوا فِينَ لَنَا هَدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. You know, all the time fighting, jihad, jihad. To go out in jihad one time to kill yourself is very easy. One buzruk, you know, he killed his heart. What if I make Magaj Mari of all this thing? Yeah, let me go in jihad and kill myself. I get shaheed. But because he was a buzruk, he thought to himself, this thought came in my mind, that I must now just leave everything and go in jihad. So one time I get shaheed. Then his nafs told him, his nafs was telling him that. He said, oh nafs, so you don't want this jihad, you want that jihad. But this jihad is real jihad. This jihad is 24 hours jihad you are. You don't want this jihad, you want that jihad. Let me go then put my sword out and kill myself, that jihad. No. This is the jihad. I must become shaheed in this. For example, a man got his bad habit of committing the ice sin. But he's fighting all the time, fighting all the time, fighting all the time. That's a, what a jihad that is now. He wants to see the wrong things, but he's not doing the jihad. Allahu Akbar. Jihad Akbar, you call that. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Sahaba Ikram to go out in jihad, when they came back, they said, you came out from jihad Asghar to jihad Akbar. From a small jihad, you're going to now jihad Akbar. All the time you've been jihad now. You at home now in jihad, at work you're on jihad, on the road you're on jihad, every moment you're on jihad, it's called jihad akbar. Continuously on jihad. You're getting angry with someone, not for the sake of Allah. No one getting angry for the sake of Allah. Your wife did not eat namaz, you not get angry. Your wife did not, when gave you cold food, you got angry. Your wife did not come near you, you got very angry. But when she did not eat namaz, when again Allah of Allah, not black. No one is getting angry for the sake of Allah. This is called jihad now. That when she gave you cold food to, how you going to respond? Outside someone scolded you and being very vulgar with you. How did you make Islam of yourself? Jihad, this is called jihad, jihad, jihad. When a person continuously doing this thing, people being vulgar with you, people being not good to you, all the time you're facing different conditions that's not according to your tabiat, and you're fighting it all the time, Islam, Islam, Islam. That is 24 hours Islam that you make. That jihad, when you shaheed, is something else. You shaheed? So, continuously to make Islam. With our anger, like if you got in you so-called stinginess in you, so stinginess is something that is very bad. So what you have to do is you have to try to spend. You have to try to spend. Not that you must hold back. You must spend. But spend in a correct way. How to put your stinginess right? You ask yourself this question, or you ask someone who you know very well, who can tell you that you got stinginess in you. And now you try to give it out, spend yourself according to that. Not that overspending, but you know that stinginess you got in you, spend. You come to realize yourself when you got stinginess, to spend in the correct way. If the wife asked you for something, you don't hold back when you got it. Now you might at that time, that's got stinginess. Or someone came to ask for a favor, some beggar or something, you give. You give something. Don't hold back. Haji Abdullah Rahmatullah, one person came, he said, I'm thinking much, so much must come from what I'm thinking, so much must come in my pocket, that much only come, what must I do? I want to give more, but that much only come here. So the person was stinginess in him, then he must learn to keep, especially the family. Especially with the family. Very important. Especially with the family. When it comes to spending the correct way. Spending the correct way. Likewise, you find a person who is extravagant now. Extravagancy is very bad. Too much over. You must hold back. No matter how much you must, hold back. Must not spend. Must not spend, must hold back all the time. To that extent, but remember, it's not going to just overnight get right. It'll take some time. The stinginess does not go overnight. No, no, no. When a person was stinginess in him, it will take long before it goes away. For years, for months and years, have to continue. Spend. You don't know when you spend something on a family. Is 900 times more than being someone else. 900 times. You don't know Allah Ta'ala is so much barakat in that. When a person goes out in business, for business, any business goes on to open his shop in the morning, he goes out with this intention, Ya Allah, I'm going out to look for my family, I'm going out to go for business. That person is better than that person who sits in the masjid making ishraq namaz too. Making ishraq. He's there, but this person, Ya Allah, I'm going out, you gave me a family, I'm going out to look for my rosy for them. The Allah can give him that thing to him. So how important it is that how you work, the stinginess must be extravagant or not have to. The more extravagant you are, the more harm it causes you. The more harm it. And when you have extravagancy, then that what comes into it. All this is happening, all this, why? Because of the love of the world. Love of the a person is stingy also because of the love of the world, a person who is extravagant because of love of the world. So the root of all sin is, Hazrat, you say, love of the world. The root of all sin is the love of the world. You do not know, and one of the signs of love of the world, one of the signs is when the time for Adhan takes place, one go masjid to read the masjid. If a person wants to make out and he's got love of the world, when the Adhan takes place, will he close the masjid, or will he close his shop, or don't know, leave, close his shop, will he run to the masjid or not? His action will prove his self that I love the world more than namaz, will namaz. The moment he knows he goes to read namaz, that means, alhamdulillah, he's got love for Allah Ta'ala more than that. No matter what can happen. He can have the biggest meeting taking place too. But he said the love of the world you can only come to know when the time the court of Allah takes place. You leave everything and you go away. No matter what happens. You say, because you know this, but Allah, you are the provider. You are the provider no matter what happens. So these things are very important in our lives. That always think very carefully. Do not make sure you make your Islam of yourself. People are not making Islam at all. I met a person, I won't. He spent so many years with the Buzruq. So many years. That Buzruq passed to Allah Mazim Jannat. But that person told me, he said, I stayed by the Buzruq for so long, but I came to realize I'm a fake. I'm a fake. In other words, I learned nothing besides only one thing, the making zikr, and that's all, and then nothing else. My house is on fire all the time. My dealings are all very wrong. My dealings are all. But the kamal of the person when he agrees, accepts his fault. But what I'm trying to say to you, for so many years you were with his company, he did not change your life. Your Islam did not take place. A person over 50 years, he had anger in him, so much of anger, up till now he got anger in him. And yet in the company of all the pious. My husband wants one thing, no matter what it is. He wants you must go against your nafs when it comes to committing a sunnah, guna. Go against your nafs. Your nafs will tell you, do not talk with that person. It's the most difficult thing, this, when a person caused harm to you. And now he's passing by. And you passing by. You look at him, hey, this person caused harm to me. You will not talk to him because your nafs did not talk. You will not make salam to him because nafs will not make salam. You don't have to talk to him, but you have to make salam. To show that my heart is clean. Surma. Salam, that much you'll do. Who is doing that? Who is doing that today? This is what you call your islah, your reformation, that I will do what Allah wants to do, I do not want I want to do. And the kamal of a person is someone is bad to you, you'll be good to him. Someone who is bad to you, so bad, but you're good to him. If he turn his face, but you don't turn your face. You make your duty of making salam. If he did not make salam, but you make your duty of making salam. This is what you call your islah of your nafs all the time. That you keep your heart clean with everyone at all times. And nafs is something you'll be surprised. Sometimes nafs will tell you, it can bluff you very quickly. Nafs will tell you, you know, you're very angry for the sake of Allah, man. Don't worry, man. All the time, not getting angry for the sake of Allah, Ta'ala. When Yaqub Nanatir Rahmatullah, he was hitting one student. He's giving him that good hiding. He said, Allah ke liye chhod do, Allah ke liye maarta hu. They can say that, not me. When to Allah ke liye chhod do, Allah ke liye maarta hu, I'm going to feel Allah ka meet you. But no, we're not doing for that. He must have did something to me, that's what I'm angry. So they were for Allah Ta'ala. We for somebody else. We for somebody else. But we see, we think for Allah Ta'ala. Nafs is so, you know, is so ustad. He will begin to tell you things, you'll be surprised. You say, I'm doing Allah Ta'ala. You find people sometimes, you know, I'm doing namaz, to read in front of people so that they must also read namaz. See, no, I'm doing namaz, no, others may look at me, they also read namaz. One chore is inside there too. One big chore is inside too. That chore only he can make, the sheikh can make, and no one else can make. So he is happy, I'm reading namaz because I want others to look at me and they must also read namaz. All the time you want people to say, namazi hai ye toh. So nafs is something you have to understand. That's why my husband gave us an example, one incident. One day one person had no money by him. And he wanted to eat some mitai. So he's saying his nafs, tu mera khuda nahi, mera tera banda nahi. I got no money, yeah. And you ask me to eat mitai. Now who's saying that? Nafs is saying. No one else. So he thinks, nafs, you're not my khuda. I'm not your banda. So why must follow you? I got no money, don't want me to steal some and get money. Because now the nafs saying to do this, and I got no money, where am I getting the money to buy the mitai? So, tu mera khuda nahi, the own following. Now, when Hazrat gave this incident, he told this much to that, but that he told his nafs, I'll show you a point. I'll show you. He went to the farm. Now, you know, they got the animals, they run to run around with that. And he told that man, how much you pay if I take the animals, place and start going by throne? He'll give you some amount of money. So he told, take the animal out and set down the thing and he started running now. That. He got so tired, Nafs said, please, I don't want American food. No. He said, now I'll make you eat that mitai because I've got the money. Nafs said, please, I don't want American food. You understood? Nafs ko maro, khub maro. My husband gave it, khub maro unko. Don't rely on him, maro unko. When he tells you to do wrong things. When you look at the wrong thing on the cell phone, maro unko, khub maro. No matter what, hit him. I must swear that person, nafs ko khub maro. But the only way you can come straight is must khub unko maro. Khub maro. That person got anger in him, he must fight his nafs all the time. Khub maro. So Mahasar gave us this incident, for what? On bioscope there, on cinema there. By bringing that in your life, that bad qualities, that you got bad qualities of using bad languages, nafs ko maro. Like that wuzu when going, and that when he threw that ash on him, he said, tu mera khuda nahi. He told his nafs, hey, carry on, man. Lucky he threw ash on you, fit for fire. They begin to think like that, they fight their nafs like this, you're fit for fire. So our islah is important. Our islah is important. Become a person more dear to Allah Ta'ala after islah. Your islah is your nafs won't go to the namaz. Fight in the namaz. Try to seek something else. You see, sir, your nafs tell you to call, fight with that person, fight not to go. Your nafs tell you that this person tell you that he told you a bad word, let me go look at his face, who he is, so I click at what is of him, who I can note him down. No. Nafs par khub maan. Nafs tell you don't read namaz on time. Everything you do against your nafs will still you commit a guna. Doesn't mean you must follow everything nafs. But wait till you commit a guna against Allah of Allah Ta'ala. Make sure you don't abide to it. It's easy. Very difficult. And don't ever think in your life that I control my nafs. If you only think you control your nafs, you have controlled nothing. It's like a, you know, a snake hibernating. Then you go and hold the snake, that can hibernate. What happens? You can hold it, nothing happening. But let the sun come out nicely. So one person, know what he did? At the time, he'll give a nice incident. One person, he saw a snake. It was hibernating, it was so nice, nothing. He picked it up, he took it to town. He took it to town, the sun came out now. When the moment sun came out, oh, now this another big snake can move now. Now people start running. They're running for their life. See, that's how the nafs is too. That's how you don't know when he wakes up. The moment you think you got control over nafs, you mean that's the time that you got no control. You start running. When the, run, the moment the nafs start running to you, how the snakes are running, they start running, you don't know what you're doing. So do not have trust on your nafs at all, no matter who you are. No matter 50 years, let's say you know that horse, the man got 50 years of his horse. Why is he still holding the reins? That horse he got, man, the horse is so much going to feed that horse. He does everything to the horse. The horse is so close to him. He plays with the horse, everything. But when he rides the horse, why he holds the reins? Because the horse can trap him. That's how that nuts too. That 50 years you control him 1 minute too. Don't you know of the story of that Buzru? You must have heard the story too. I've mentioned it so many times. It so happened that, you know, they said, Hazrat, we want someone to make dua. I said, go to the mountains. You go to the mountain, you see one leg outside. One leg, cut leg outside. They went inside, Hazrat, we've been told to make dua for us. But we want to know why this leg is outside cut. Say, ji, 30 years my ibadat Allah. 30 years. 30 years ibadat Allah in that cave of mine. One day I heard a woman walking. I never saw the woman. Nafs dakat deatro. 30 years that he never nafs control of nafs. I just went little but front. I just came out of the cave. But because Allah loved that person 30 years, Allah did not throw anyone away. We turn away from Allah, Allah don't turn away from us. I promise you Allah never turn away. We turn away from Allah. The moment he's put leg out, khatak aagai. 30 years ibadat, and this is what happens. This is the outcome. You had 30 years relationship with me, so close relationship, and this is what you're doing now. Then you left me and going there. Khatak aagai. Stop there. You must not do. Hazrat should tell us, you must not do. He cut his leg there. That leg, and he leaves it as an example for him. Take off, this is the outcome. This is the outcome of this. So he gives as a reminder. But look, he can make dua, accept his dua. So nafs, par koi, you must not have a tabaan. Be very careful. And to make out a nafs, the difference between nafs and action is very difficult. You may be thinking you are right, but all the time you're wrong. All the time, so do not abide your nafs. And just an example, I'm telling you that the person thinking, no, you know, I'm telling them, read namaz because of those things. All that time, you know, namaz for those things, he's got something else, so people don't abide. So important to keep your Islam all the time and always think of yourself that, and there's no one worse than me. No one? Always think my quality, that I've got bad qualities in me. I have a good quality. Do not think good of yourself. Good thing, good of others, but not good thing, good of yourself. Always think yourself, I got the bad qualities. If someone speaks about it, no, that quality I think I got in me. If a man begins to think all that kind, he'll try to put himself right. But the moment he acquires those qualities in him, that he must know that he's the biggest fool. Man must always have this in him, that I am the worst person, I got this quality in me, that bad qualities. And khuda kare, if that person haven't got that quality in me, alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. That's how a person will sit in the majlis. He has this in mind that the moment he listens to the majlis, he says, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, thank you, keep me away from these things. And if you got it, oh Allah, protect me. The buzugan adin, when they sit in the company of the buzugs, when they speak something, then they feel, oh Allah, save us now. They do not look at anyone else's fault. They should look at their own fault. And they feel, oh, they haven't got it. Today you haven't got a friend, you see, a true friend will tell you exactly what your fault is. The best person to teach you, the best is your best friend. But who is the best friend today? No one. Those days they had best friend. That one friend of his, the two together were so close. And one friend got involved in something, one very big sin. This person did not eat for days. Ya Allah, why he got into this musibah? But until I not come out of this musibah, I'm not going to eat. That is called true friend. They were together all the time. But because their friend said, please leave me alone now, you go your way, I go my way. But he said, no, I'm not going to go my way. And he said, ya Allah, I'm going to cry till he put himself right. And he should go and find out how he's feeling. And until unless he not put himself right, he should cry and not eat food for days. Allah Ta'ala gave me that. So today is very important that you must have someone who inform yourself about your condition. But you must trust that person. You must trust. The trust is very important. If you not trust that person, then you cannot get any benefit at all. And the trust means you and him, Allah Ta'ala. And the command of a sheikh is when a person come and tell of his faults, at that time the sheikh thinks himself lower than that person too. Look at the command of a sheikh. If you go and tell the sheikh, Hazrat, you know, I got this condition, me that my eyes go to the wrong places, he will never think that you are lower than him. He thinks you are lower. And he thinks himself, ya Allah, he makes dua state, ya Allah, he's got his weakness, then he pick it up. So most important thing, do not become slave of your nafs. Allah Ta'ala gave you the month of Ramadan for that. You don't understand the best food for the soul was fasting. Fasting this. And to fight yourself against your nafs was for the month of Ramadan. Now you make yourself so strong after that now after Ramadan, do not become the slave of this. If anger came back into you, if jealousy came back into you, if malice came back into you, in all this came back to you, then that nafs, that soul that had this food, it lost it. It lost it. That's why it's called 24 hours make your islah. Make your islah every night before you go to sleep. Put your slate right. Make istighfar all life, ask for forgiveness. So that when you sleep, your books are all closed. Your books are closed. You make that intention in crying to Allah Ta'ala and make tawbah, istighfar, one tabi, istighfar, must be one tasbih, istighfar, masjid. And ask for forgiveness and sleep with that. Then you must know that you slept with them. Your sins have been forgiven. And you sleep with aram. Allah forbid you pass away, you pass away without them. This is what is wanted. Go against your nafs. And remember one thing, we are going through a very, very difficult time now. Lot of fitnas. My husband said this some time ago. He says, a zamana for fitnas. He said, with all what you can see, with Islamic schools and madrasas and everything, but still the fitnas are very high. And the only way you can come with fitnas is because of this. Keep someone in front of you and abide to whatever he says to you. Follow what he says. And make your islah. And it's a time for test too. People are going to different tests. Only make dua, O Allah. Do not put us in any test. Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi should always say, ya Allah, we are very weak, do not put us in test. We must say the same thing too, ya Allah, we are very weak, do not put us in test. But when tests come, then leave Allah. So today's majlis is apni islah karo apne nafs ke saath. Make islah of yourself. Try to fight it all the time. Then inshallah you see Allah Ta'ala barakat and isa. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa akhir da'wa. Wa salatu wa salam. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجلنا من خزي الدنيا واخره واللهم ربنا وكم معاف واللهم both wishes بدنا عاقب وبغير معاقب. Without you we cannot do anything, yeah. It's only you that can do it. Ya Allah, our ibadat is of no kind because through your mercy accept it. Through your grace accept our ibadat. O Allah, the pareshan is around us. O Allah, remove all this pareshan. O Allah, remove all the fitna. O Allah, we are so weak, will assist us. Without your assistance, we cannot do anything. O Allah, forgive our sins. O Allah, let us know heart hate for sins and urge to do good deeds. O Allah, give the muhabbat of Nabi Karim. The Sahaba has so much of muhabbat, Ya Allah, that the little muhabbat that they have, give it to us, to Allah. Ya Allah, in the day of Qiyamah, let us give Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pareshan that going throughout this world, Allah, that remove all this pareshan. O Allah, those who are sick, give them complete shawl. Allah. O Allah, those who are going through any kind of difficulty and hardship, O Allah, remove the difficulty. O Allah, those girls and boys are waiting for their partners, give them the right partners, and give muhabbat and izzah. O Allah, who is going through any kind of pareshan, O Allah, those people left this world, fill the cover full of noor. O sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina Muhammad. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.